Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, what was the biggest difference that you noticed in practice, say, before the exhibition game and then after the exhibition game once guys get some experience?
We're just further ahead. It's interesting. 1 week is a world of difference, Schulze, and having the ability to watch some tape against North Dakota, it gets us a lot farther ahead than if we didn't have an exhibition game.
Do you still film practices?
Yeah, we do, and we actually used some penalty kill and power play yesterday in practice and showed the guys, and mostly early on right now. They just need to have a lot of repetitions, but they also need to see themselves. So we don't have a big sample size right now of games, so practice is very critical for them to see themselves and see how we're executing.
What are some of the differences in what you're looking for as a coach from practice film to game film?
Well, I think it's the same stuff we're looking at. It's all about execution and the quickness of how we play, and that's probably the biggest thing. Again, quickness of how we play in the execution, Schulze. And again, it doesn't matter if it's practice or game. And we're just doing special teams, as a matter of fact. We're not looking at anything else. But it's good for the penalty kill, and it's good for the power play early on.
Typically this time of year, you worked a bunch on penalty kill and power play. Maybe not so much in 4-on-4 or 4-on-3, or maybe extra attacker right. 4 or extra attacker against. You got a couple of those situations last week. How much does that put you ahead of the game?
No, I don't know. I think what you have to do in those situations, Schulze, I don't know if it necessarily puts us ahead. The guys need to play hockey. They've played a lot of hockey. They're experienced. They kind of know what we want in a 6-on-5 and a 5-on-6 and a 4-on-4 and a 4-on-3. You know, we've given them a little latitude, but I think what they need to do is they just need to play and they need to use their instincts. And I think sometimes we can overcoach some of those things.
Is there anything that can match the intensity of an extra attacker 4 situation?
No, you can't. You have to be in a real game. But again, you have to do the best you can if you want to practice it. You have to simulate it the best you can in practice. But again, like there's nothing better than just playing in a game and having those situations come up.
You had some vets out there in that extra attacker situation last Saturday.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing you got what you expected out of that group.
Absolutely, Schulze. We're going to put the guys out there who are going to be playing 6-on-5, you know, this year too. I mean, we know our personnel pretty good, and there's going to be some moving parts. There's going to be some injuries. I understand that, but some of these situations last week in the exhibition game, everybody played. Not everybody probably got the minutes they wanted, but there's also certain situations I need to put the guys out there who are going to be out there when real hockey starts.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, Duluth is a very familiar opponent for you guys, but you haven't played him in a couple of years. And last year, you didn't have to scout a non-league team until the NCAA tournament. What goes into scouting a team you, A, haven't played in a while, and B, a non-conference opponent again?
Well, not a lot, Schulze. I think right now, and I would think Scotty's probably doing the same thing with his team. We're worried about us right now. There's a few things that we looked at last week and when they played Wisconsin, just like they looked at a few things, you know, when we played North Dakota. But I think he's concentrating on the Bulldogs and we're concentrating on the Beavers right now.
They've got three guys with over 130 games played. You got a bunch of experience too. But what does that number of games mean for week one when you haven't been on the ice as much as a coach as you want?
Well, you've got some experienced players. We have some experienced players. They got a few more fifth-year players than us. But other than that, again, you know, I think if you played over 100 games right now, it doesn't matter if you played 100 or 140. I mean, you're experienced in college hockey, and you've played a lot of hockey. So I think that's kind of the magic number that I look at.
What goes into making line combinations in week one?
Well, I think you have to go on past performance. You have to go on your instincts. You have to kind of project a little bit that, you know, this guy is going to be this type of player this year. There's just a lot of different things. And then, obviously, too, you are watching practice, and guys are playing themselves into spots, and sometimes they're playing themselves out of spots. So there's a lot of these things are just gut instincts, and you have to go with it. And as we know, once the season starts and you start playing games, things can change quick.
Let's say you've got player A and player B who have played together for, you know, last year or maybe even a couple of years. All of a sudden player C, a freshman, comes in and you're like, wow, I think player C is a better combination with player A than player B is. Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, it does happen, Schultz. See, there's a lot of things that happen, and there's always surprises. And that's it's the beauty of coaching, and it's the beauty of playing. There's always surprises. And when somebody has experience and they're coming back, they're a different player. They have a different type of confidence, and they're more experienced and they're more confident. And there's some kids who come in as freshmen, they're just more game ready than others. So, and there's a multitude of different factors why, but again, a lot of these things you have to go with your gut, and then obviously we've been at it a month, so we've got a little bit of a sample size there.
Michael Carr is a junior, but he's had one career start. How does all that time in practice kind of make up for lack of starts in games?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is, I think, it's practice. First off, it's not a game, but I think what it does do, practices, we have fast practices. Goaltenders get tested in practice. There's a chunk of drills that have zero resistance, and when there's no resistance, it's pretty tough for the goaltender. But he's been here 3 years right now. He's adapted to the speed of the game. He's confident, and I played well last weekend, and we just got to give him the ball right now.
Best of luck, Tom.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.